A trial lesson is not a test with a score. It is a first meeting. The teacher may ask you simple questions. The teacher may ask you to read, listen, or speak for a short time. The teacher wants to understand your English. Are you comfortable with greetings? Can you talk about your day? Can you explain a simple idea? Can you understand slow questions? You can also learn about the class. The teacher may explain the lesson style, homework, and speaking practice. This helps you decide if the class feels right for you. A good trial lesson helps both people. The teacher learns what to teach. The learner learns what the class feels like. Your goal is the reason you want English. A goal can be big or small. You may want English for travel, work, school, a test, a hobby, or daily conversation. Try to make your goal clear. I want better English is true, but it is very general. A clearer goal is, I want to speak more comfortably when I travel. Another clear goal is, I want to answer simple questions at work. If you do not know your goal yet, that is okay. A not sure goal is still useful when it is honest. The teacher can help you find a clear goal step by step. Many learners worry about their level. They think, my English is too low, or I will make mistakes. Mistakes are normal in a language class. A simple level description has two parts: what is okay now and what is hard now. Reading may feel okay, but speaking may feel hard. Grammar may feel familiar, but listening may still feel difficult. Do not hide your weak points. Your weak points are useful information for the teacher. If pronunciation is hard, say it. If listening is hard, say it. If grammar is confusing, say it. Your schedule matters. A strong plan must fit your real life. If you are busy, do not promise 2 hours every day. Choose a plan you can really do. The teacher needs your real free times. Weekday evenings may work for some learners. Weekend mornings may work for others. If your schedule changes often, tell the teacher that too. Study habits are also important. A small habit can help a lot. 10 minutes of review after class is useful. Listening to the audio twice a week is useful. Speaking one answer out loud is useful. The best study plan is not always big. The best study plan is realistic. A teacher can help better when you explain your worry. You may feel nervous about speaking. You may be worried about pronunciation. You may feel slow when you listen. A short, worry sentence is enough. The teacher does not need a long explanation. The important thing is to name the problem clearly. These sentences are not weak. They are smart. They help the class work better. You can also tell the teacher what kind of correction you like. Some learners want correction right away. Some learners want to finish speaking first. Both styles can work. Feedback is advice about what you did well and what you can improve next.